You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Last week, we asked you to weigh in on paid family leave, which is being adopted in several states. We had a pretty robust discussion among our listeners on Facebook. Liz Lopez, who lives in Mountain View, California, thinks everyone should have it.
I think paid family leave is something that should be granted to everyone in the United States, and it's a shame that we're the only first world country that doesn't really have it.
Looking for a job in tech? She even did this.
Now that I'm in a position where I can be a little choosy about my employer choice, I always bring that up in the context of all the other benefits that the employer offers. And I've got a couple of mixed responses.
What kind of mixed responses?
Some places have said that, you know, they do offer family leave. I've had places where they said, no, we don't offer that right now. We're a startup. We're very lean. And I've actually had one CEO say to me, you know what? No one's ever actually asked me that question before. And I actually responded to him that, well, I'm kind of not surprised because I'm the only woman, it seems, to be working at this company. So we laughed about it, and he said that, you know, he is definitely going to take that into consideration. And so that was, you know, a satisfactory answer, and I was willing to sort of take the risk possibly joining that company because I would get paid pretty well, and also the founder was willing to think about it.
Matt Nicholson in Seattle doesn't have kids of his own and framed the question as one of patriotism.
In order to say that you truly care for America, that you truly love America, you should care for and love all Americans. I'm a single person. I don't have kids, but I do have parents. I have friends in their 30s that are having children. And, you know, this is the sort of problem that affects all of us.
You wrote something in your Facebook post to us that your parents were thinking of themselves and lower taxes, and they didn't see how that could come back on your generation. So I guess you're saying you're willing to pay more to sort of have a national system.
Yes. Even in cases where I wouldn't benefit, according to my personal belief on American patriotism, I want to do this for other people.
Other people think leave decisions should be left to employees and companies. Sean Moran's wife was fired from her job in Levittown, Pennsylvania, after giving birth to their second daughter. But he's not on board with a federal paid leave program.
I don't think it should be government mandated, especially at the federal level. I'm not sold on the state level either. And what it comes down to is, on a personal level, would I have liked it? Of course I would have liked it. But then you take a step back and realize, well, that money has to come from somewhere. So where's it going to come from?
You own your own business, right?
Yes.
And in your office, what kind of policies do you guys have?
We don't actually have a formal policy regarding that, and it's not a situation that's come up. But the people that I have working for me are people that I would do everything in my power to retain. So I would try to work out as best as I could something to keep them happy while still able to cover our expenses.
Jessica French in Chicago works in HR, so she's seen this from a couple of angles. She quit her job to have two kids because she didn't have access to family leave.
The cost of childcare in Chicago is not very cheap, and it actually ended up financially for us more feasible for me to quit my job. And I had two children close together so that I could actually go back to work.
I wonder if you've spent more time thinking about this than most people, being someone who works in human resources. I'd imagine you have heard a lot of other people's stories about having to figure this out.
Absolutely. And I've had employees try to negotiate, actually, family time off. It's something that's important to everybody. Also, the job security thing as well. You know, it's not just about being paid, but it's knowing that you have a job to be able to go back to if you do take some time off.
What would you like to see if you could design a system, either in your city, state, the country?
This is difficult for me to answer because I see, from the human resources perspective, I can see how federally, when you implement something federally, an entire industry pops up to be able to fight it, you know, to say, okay, well, this is how you don't have to comply, or this is the loophole that we found that you can jump through. But it's also, if you leave it up to employers, you can end up having, you know, an employer that's actually discriminating more, for example, or they're hiring based on, you know, I may have to provide you with this paid leave, and now I see you as a liability and I don't want to hire you. And I could see where that could actually backfire. Maybe at a state level, but it would definitely have to come with resources, especially for those small employers. Because a lot of times, just like a minimum wage, when you legislate something that has to happen, you know, they may end up only doing the minimum instead of actually doing what they can to take good care of their employees.
Thanks to everyone who wrote or called us.